first and second on Sunday, April 28th, for the purposes of the auction aforementioned.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Okay, we'll move on to new business. First is Valley Cash and Carry Rib Fest.
She had a staffing issue and asked if you could table that to the April meeting.
Sure.
Next is March of Dimes Bucket Brigade, Andrea Perry.
My name's Andrea Perry. I'm a member of a family team for the March of Dimes. We're requesting permission to use the intersection of 15th and Hart for a bucket brigade for a fundraiser on April 6th between the hours of 10 a.m. and 1 p.m.
10 a.m. to 1 p.m.?
Uh-huh.
On April the 6th, you said?
Correct.
What day of the week is that?
Saturday.
Is that a Saturday? Dust, do you see any issues or concerns there? No other conflicts, right?
We have safety vests that everyone that participates will wear, and I have a certificate of insurance for the city.
Okay. All right. So I'll make a motion that we allow the March Dimes Bucket Brigade to patrol 15th and Hart on April 6th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Sure. Next is LPA consulting contract, and this is the contract for Second and Neblack with BLA, and it is for $273,100. And this is also the money that will come out of, this is the railroad relocation.
This is railroad relocation money.
So the 80 to 20% is the city.
So this is the piece that has to do with adjusting the railroad track and the bridge there at,
right.
It's all part of the floodgate and the levee. Okay. Right. And so the majority of that money comes from the railroad relocation, and then there's a match part that comes from the city.
Right.
And the match part, where do those dollars come from then?
Come from the city through edit or?
Okay, so we're approving the contract, but then
the consultant, right.
The consulting fee, okay. And then the council then has to approve the use of the edit dollars?
Correct, whenever we go through them, right.
Okay.
They'll have to do a public meeting
on that
approving
piece of
in.
That, okay. Okay, so, and what was the amount again, Mayor?
$273,100.
$273,100. All right, well, a motion that approval of the LPA consulting contract as described by the mayor for $273,100. That's my motion.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Moving to miscellaneous, Danny Wilson. Lightning detectors.
Hello, this is Danny Wilson, not representing the cemetery as a concerned citizen.
Oh, today. Okay. I'm trying to imagine like some kind of lightning detectors on gravestones. I'm like, just having a hard time.
They might have those. Well, today I'm here to discuss better protecting our city's kids while they are participating in outdoor youth sports league. It is my belief the city of Vincennes should enact an ordinance making it mandatory for anyone offering outdoor youth sports leagues in our community to have lightning detection devices on hand and in use, plus a comprehensive written safety plan or policy in place to help protect everyone involved in the event of bad weather. Lightning detection devices can greatly aid in the decisions concerning game delays and or cancellations usually made by league officials. I feel the safety plan should be made by each respective league independently and permanently posted at each venue with copies made readily available. I think our community should take a proactive path in regard to safety to avoid a future tragedy.
So Danny, are you aware of such devices being utilized in other places?
Oh, yeah, there's like all over the country. They have permanently mounted like lightning detection systems at ballparks all over the country, even little leagues. But what I'm talking about more is like the handheld ones that go from anywhere from a cost of like $46 up to you know, one with more bells and whistles for 500. You would, I would think that, like, say, a Cub League or the soccer field or girls softball would want one where they could tune the sensitivity down a little bit. So, you know, from what I've read and researched on the internet, like, lightning can strike with, like, 20 miles from, like, a thunder cell. Mm-hmm. And the, you don't have to have a cloud in the sky. It can mm-hmm. just, it could just happen with no warning whatsoever. And I think, you know, whenever my kids played sports at the different places, and they're all basically the same, it's like a mass confusion when something like that happens. Mm-hmm. I mean, no one's, should we call the game? Should we not call the game? Mm-hmm. With a lightning detection system, they can say, well, the thing went off. We have to delay the game by our rules, our written safety policy, mm-hmm. for 30 minutes or a given certain period mm-hmm. of time until the system clears. It's not the officials, the decision is not made by an individual. Purely by an individual. It's, you know, mm-hmm. if your lightning detector goes off, like I said, you wait a certain period of time.
So the handheld devices you're described put out a warning signal saying that the charged particles in the air or whatever.
Yeah, really, I'm not completely an expert on it. I've just know okay. what I've read, and they'll even say how far away the system is. You know, how far the lightning strike uh-huh. was away.
Okay.
You said they make them where they're permanent mounted? That
yeah, you can get permanently one mounted that, like, hooked to your PA system that make the PA system go off with, like, an alarm. Uh-huh. So, you know, I'm just going to use Cub League as an example because that's what I'm more versed in. Cub League, you got five fields. I've been in Cub League at times, and I know Steve's been there too, where you've got three diamonds playing and two not playing because of lightning. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why I think you need a universal plan. If I mean, Cub League's not that big. A lightning strike could happen anywhere. All of those diamonds should be stopped. I'm not just picking on Cub League, but girls softball, soccer, anything, mm-hmm. all of them. I mean, and another reason for, like, a universal plan between them, what has been my experience at Cub League is if the games are called, what happens is the kids just run in between the diamonds and play. And last year there were several kids that were killed just exactly doing the same thing. They got off the field, but they, you know, they went into the grassy areas and played, and then they were struck by lightning. Mm-hmm. The universal policies, you know, a lot of them, when I've researched, says, you know, you can't stay here. If it's bad, you need to be in a car. You need to be in one of our shelters. You can't be out playing.
Mm-hmm. So now, are you aware of other communities that have put in a procedure?
I can't name
like
them by
this.
Name, but okay. A friend of mine, Jerry Renner, lives in Florida. He told me they're just universal down there. Uh-huh. He said it's just like a given that they have them.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I was just looking on the net here. I mean, there, yeah, you mentioned there's a lot of handheld devices that are in that $50-$60 range. That so, you know, obviously an ordinance of this type would be a council sort of procedure. So if the city were to do something like this, it would come out of the city council and perhaps the public safety committee. I don't know if Gordon, if you or Dusty are aware of any things like that.
I know I spoke with a school board member from North Knox.
Uh-huh.
And, he indicated they apparently had recently purchased some of these devices at a cost of, I think, around $300.
Uh-huh. Okay.
About it. And I think that has to do with their new facilities that they're going to be putting up and working with there.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the city could, Board of Works, maybe help purchase these devices. Mm-hmm.
I just, you know, it was always a worry for me when my kids were out there. You know, it's like some I'm going to excuse Cub League because it's my thing mm-hmm. that I was involved with. He had nine kids on a team. Mm-hmm. And as a parent, you feel really bad. You're wanting to pull your kid off the field because of lightning. Right. But if you pull your kid, they can't play because they don't have enough kids. And it kind of puts a parent and a kid between a rock and a hard place. With a general set of rules, you know, lightning's going on, those kids need to be off the field.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Okay.
And then you're on the agenda for the council tonight also, right?
No, I thought okay. I was taking off
I'll
because...
I'll bring it up at the...
You're going to bring it up?
And if you're not.
Okay.
Yeah, we might. It might be something we can refer to public safety or, right. you know, one of those committees to look into.
Okay.
So, okay.
Thank great. You very much.
Thanks.
Okay, next is Dave Arvin, Shriners Bucket Brigade.
My name's Dave Arvin. I'm here representing Knox County Shrine. What we're asking for is information from the Vincennes City for two bucket brigades. We're going to have the first one on Saturday, April 13th. We're going to go from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock. We're going to have the second on Saturday, October the 5th, 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock. We're going to have two locations each Saturday. We're going to be at Washington Avenue and St. Clair Street and Hart Street and 15th and a half Street. We've located reflective vests to be worn by all participants. A local construction company has loaned these to us. Enclosed is a copy of our club insurance policy that we carry for all of our club activities for $1 million. This is only one of our club's income activities, and our funds are used for helping our local crippled children and getting them to the Shrine hospitals in Cincinnati, St. Louis, and Chicago for treatment. Only question I had was the insurance. I've contacted our policy person here in town, and they give us $1 million, but it's $500,000 each occurrence. Other thing that I tried to get was the city put on as a covered. They checked with their insurance company that they represent. They said, my question is, what? I'm sorry.
I feel uncovered.
Okay. I had a backup plan through Dan over here, told me about the local insurance company that would cover these things. So I looked into it, and I've got a letter here from Burkhardt Insurance that says, per our conversation, my agency will provide $1 million special event general liability policy for Knox County Shriners. This policy will cover the Shriners during their donation collection event, and it will name the city of Vincennes as an additional insured. That's something that we have to purchase for each event. Yeah. I didn't want to have to do that, but I also want to be on the up and up with the city. I don't want any,
yeah.
Needless to say, we're a community,
sure.
We're a community organization. We want to do it the right way.
I don't know why your Shriner policy is not covered.
Said no. Said I had them check it out, and they called me back in a couple of days and said no. All that was another local agency.
Well, if it just covered you and your members with special use policy,
what
would be the city?
Right.
So you think it would be advisable to pursue the?
Yes.
Yes, other ones. Okay. So we'll make a motion that the Knox County Shriners be approved for two dates. Saturday 4/13 and Saturday October 5th from 10 to 2 at two locations, Washington and St. Clair and 15th and Hart, with the aforementioned insurance coverage separately purchased for each event.
Once I get this policy, I can bring it here and you'll have a copy.
Yep, just give it to Dan.
What I did ask him to do is, in case it's pouring down or raining, we don't want to be in the middle of a road at 40 miles an hour, so we're going to cease for that one time. He said he would switch to a different day, and I'll let the city know if that happens.
Danny could get you some of them lightning detectors. And then,
I'll second the motion.
Good. The motion second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.
Yes, thank you, Dave.
That's all we have. Need a motion?
Nobody wants to open up an ambulance service.
Motion to adjourn.
I think the president moved to adjourn. Dave, you got some? Oh, okay.
We are adjourned.
We are adjourned. And it's only $271,000.